Hello and welcome to Daily Psalm Reading. My name is Alex and today's psalm is Psalm 57. We're going to read it twice, first from the Good News Translation and then from the New King James Version. And this is a psalm of David when he fled from Saul into the cave. And you might remember that story. It's a famous story that we often use, whether it's in Sunday school or on a Sunday service, a Bible study. There's a lot written about it. Let's read this psalm together, first from the Good News Translation. Be merciful to me, O God, be merciful, because I come to you for safety. In the shadow of your wings I find protection until the raging storms are over. I call to God the Most High, to God who supplies my every need. He will answer from heaven and save me. He will defeat my oppressors. God will show me his constant love and faithfulness. I am surrounded by enemies, who are like lions hungry for human flesh. Their teeth are like spears and arrows, their tongues are like sharp swords. Show your greatness in the sky, O God, and your glory over all the earth. My enemies have spread a net to catch me. I am overcome with distress. They dug a pit in my path, but fell into it themselves. I have complete confidence, O God. I will sing and praise you. Wake up, my soul. Wake up, my harp and lyre. I will wake up the sun. I will thank you, O Lord, among the nations. I will praise you among the peoples. Your constant love reaches the heavens. Your faithfulness touches the skies. Show your greatness in the sky, O God, and your glory over all the earth. And now we read again, but from the New King James Version. Be merciful to me, O God, be merciful to me, for my soul trusts in you. And in the shadow of your wings I will make my refuge until these calamities have passed by. I will cry out to God Most High, to God who performs all things for me. He shall send from heaven and save me. He reproaches the one who would swallow me up. God shall send forth his mercy and truth. My soul is among lions. I lie among the sons of men, who are set on fire, whose teeth are spears and arrows, and their tongue a sharp sword. Be exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let your glory be above all the earth. They have prepared a net for my steps. My soul is bowed down. They have dug a pit before me. Into the midst of it, they themselves have fallen. My heart is steadfast, O God, my heart is steadfast. I will sing and give praise. Awake, my glory. Awake, lute and harp. I will awaken the dawn. I will praise you, O Lord, among the peoples. I will sing to you among the nations. For your mercy reaches unto the heavens, and your truth unto the clouds. Be exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let your glory be above all the earth. So this is Psalm 57, when David has fled into the cave. Now, I'm assuming that this is the time when he was in the cave and Saul comes in to relieve himself and David cuts off a small corner of his cloak. And you might remember that when David has done this, he's heartbroken that it's something that he's done. And when we read this psalm, I think we can see a bit of why he's heartbroken about having done that. Because he's saying that he trusts in the Lord, he trusts in God, that God will save him. For my soul trusts in you, he says. But in cutting off that corner of Saul's cloak, even though Saul is out to kill him, he He feels that he's crossed a line, that he's taken things into his own hands. When we're in trouble, it's good to trust in the Lord. But it can be tempting that we'll say a prayer and then try and do it our own way anyway. Let's trust in the Lord that he will perform all things for us, as it says in verse 2. He really does save us. He sends forth mercy and truth. This doesn't mean that David isn't distressed at all. In verse 6 he says, "My soul is bowed down." Or the good news says, "I am overcome with distress." He's still stressed, but he trusts in the Lord. He still feels the pressure of what's going on, but it doesn't mean the pressure isn't there when he calls to the Lord. And we get in this tension of, I feel stressed and I've prayed and I know the Lord will deliver me, but why do I still feel this tension? We're still in the stress when we call out to God. And so we have hope, joyful expectation, and confidence that he will deliver us. And so David says, "Wake up, my soul, wake up, my heart and lyre." Sometimes we need to talk to ourselves and say, "Wake up. God is my deliverer. God is coming. Don't be downcast. Don't be looking at the ground and the world." And we encourage ourselves and say, "Let's look to the Lord." Because we know that he will save us. And when he does, let's be ready to give him thanks among the nations, among the peoples, anywhere we go. So this is Psalm 57. Thank you so much for listening to Daily Psalm Reading today. God bless you, and goodbye.